The InStyleOwen podcast is brought to you by Cybionics, an emerging CGM brand that focuses on simplifying how individuals aged 18 and above monitor and control their blood sugar levels. Upon becoming available on the market, the Cybionics GS1 CGM has helped users worldwide navigate the complexities of diabetes management with more confidence and peace of mind. Thanks to Cybionics, now more people are able to view and share their real-time glucose data, receive customizable glucose alarms, and generate full AGP reports, all directly from an intuitive Cybionics app, empowering them with the necessary information to make better decisions about their health. Cybionics combines data accuracy and comfort of wear, which is important to us all, with a feature-rich app. The 14-day scanning-free and calibration-free Cybionics GS1 CGM aims to deliver reliable, seamless diabetes management experiences. For more, check out cybionicscgm.com. How's it going? It's Owen here, and this is a bite-sized episode of the InStyleOwen podcast, Redefining Diabetes. Every week, we'll dip back into the episode archive and get you to think and reflect once more about some of the things we've learned from the podcast over the last few years. It could be some diabetic wisdom, advice, a great guest, or even a hypo story. So enjoy this bite-sized episode of the InStyleOwen podcast. Like, if there is a week where I don't train as consistently as I like to train, almost instantly that's reflected on my blood sugar. And you're obviously the same way. And it's like when you're in that consistent routine of doing the type of training that you love, it really, really, really makes your life so much easier in relation to managing the bloods consistently too.
Yep. No, definitely. And it is, like you say, as soon as you maybe miss a session and stuff like that, and your whole week can be sort of changed with how you now need to manage. Say if you've picked up a wee niggle or you've got things on and your training does fluctuate because of it, and you notice how much harder it is to manage your glucose levels. Like, you need 100%. To train.
And it's one of those things, where if I'm not in the mood and I'm saying things like, oh, I need to do it for my energy, I need to do it for my mood, I need to do it for my sleep, it's also then the cherry on top of, well, look, I have to do it for my blood sugar. So it's that extra kick to get you to the gym, or to get you out doing steps or out for a run or doing a hike, whatever it is. But any sort of exercise, short term can be frustrating if you're getting a high or a low, but if it's consistent, the long term benefits of it are just substantial. Given Lucas, how successful you have been up to this point with your weightlifting career and obviously qualifying for British Championships and all these kind of things, how do you set yourself goals or targets?
I just want to be as strong as possible, and you still get that way. Some people say, oh, you're strong for being diabetic, and I'm like, I just want to be strong. I just want someone to look at you and say, you're strong no matter what. You know what I mean? So that's like the biggest thing that drives me, is that despite my health conditions, that I can still just be as strong as I possibly can be. And then in regards to competitions, I just love competing. I love having that opportunity to go and compete and do the best you can and see what you've done in training and see how it reflects. I've got some goals in my mind, the sort of big numbers that I want to hit. I'd like to hit 200 kilogram front squat.
Whoa, that's a lot.
there's something about that number on a front squat that just grabs my attention. I'd like to snatch clean jerk well competitions and boost my total up and stuff like that as well. So hopefully next couple of competitions that keeps going and I get into sort of 250 kilogram range for the two lifts. So obviously the best snatch lift of that day and the best clean and jerk lift of that day to be equaling 250 kilograms. That'd be nice. And then anything over that is going to be a huge benefit as well. But yeah, I just really want to push it as far as I can and see what more I can get out of it. So I say the totaling competition is a big driving force, a big power clean. So you catch it on your shoulders. So from the ground, you pull it up, you catch it on your shoulders, but you don't go into a full squat. So you try and catch it above parallel. So I'd like to hit that at 150 kilograms. So you'll see sort of a lot of CrossFitters do that exercise as well. And it's just, you're trying to produce as much maximal force as you can without dropping down into a squat. So you're putting all the muscle force in there to stop yourself going any lower with as big a weight as possible. So I'd really like to try and hit that as a double body weight.
I love how somebody has said to you, or people in previously have said to you, you're strong for a diabetic. Like, Lucas, you're stronger than 99% of the population worldwide, myself included. If you're squatting 175 kg and you're doing a snatch of 100 kg or 115, I think you said, that's phenomenal weight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's one of the things. Like, it was after the British Championships as well. Someone went, oh, you did well being the first diabetic weightlifter.
Oh. In
your category. And I went, I was fourth place. And they're like, aye, but you were the strongest one with diabetes. And I was like, what difference does that make? Like, why can't I be happy with my fourth place? Like, why do I need to try and find another thing to, like, try and deem it as a success, as if fourth place wasn't good enough? And I'm like, but, and they're like, aye, but obviously, like, with your diabetes and that, like, you did not bad. And I'm like, I did well. I was fourth at the British Championships. And I think, like, and there's like other comps when people say, ah, you done not bad, like, considering your diabetes and stuff. And I'm thinking, I think I'm doing all right, regardless. So as it's the way some people like put a spin on it, I think they try and make it look more positive to yourself. But when you're living with the diabetes, or you're living with your Crohn's disease, or whatever you've got going on, it can also seem a bit cheeky sometimes, where you're like, can I not just be happy with what I've achieved, regardless of what else is going on?
Do you feel, following a few of those sorts of comments, do you almost have like an extra bit of a chip on your shoulder to prove them wrong?
See, sometimes I think, oh, maybe I do, but then I just go back into the gym and I just do my thing and I just train, and I'm like, right, back into my sort of flow. I think there's always going to be people, no matter what you do in your life, that are going to make comments, and they're going to even use like your diabetes as an excuse against you. Or, we didn't invite you to this because you're diabetic. And you see these things on like some of the Instagram pages and stuff, where people are saying this stuff. And I think it's people's own opinion on what diabetes is, or what mental health is, and anything like that, like, that they need to create an excuse for you. And I think you just need to focus on what you can do with your health and what's best for your health at that time, and not worry too much about what else other people are saying about it.
I would definitely be taking the diabetic part out of those comments. Like, if you're getting fourth in the British Championships, that's pretty phenomenal in itself. What was required? I'm curious, Lucas, what was required to qualify for the British Championships?
So you needed to be placed top eight in Britain. And then you also had to achieve a qualifying total. And I think it was 228 kilograms, if I remember rightly. And then you'd be selected by your home nation. So your home nation could put you in for a sort of championship. So there was only eight people allowed to go. So there was eight of us in. So great competition. I mean, and it's competitions like that that you want to go to and achieve. When there's a qualification total as well, you're just like, no matter what it is, if it's the Scottish Open and there's a qualification total, you're like, this is a bit more important, because you've had to earn the right to be there. It's not like you can just turn up and just say, right, I can just enter.
Did you always know, or have that feeling in the back of your mind, even sitting in your two hospital beds for your various diagnosis, that you would be doing what you're doing at the level that you're doing it at?
My one goal when starting really weightlifting was that one day I'd qualify for the British Championships. That was my main goal, was to get to that position. So I think in the back of my mind, I always thought this was doable, but it also felt like it was going to be tough to get there. I mean, and there'd been setbacks before. I'd qualified before, or I'd hit the qualification total before, and then ended up in hospital, didn't do the qualification meets, so then couldn't go in and things like that. So there's been like setbacks along the way trying to get to the first one. But then now that I've done the first one, yeah, it definitely feels like it's meant to
be. Love that. Unreal. Thanks for listening to this bite-sized episode of the Insulon Podcast. And if you want to listen to the full episode, you can check it out in the description. Chat to you soon.